Questions 31 through 34 refer to the following conversation about dolphins.
Our next stop after the antelope and the deer area is the aquarium, where we keep our dolphins. We are very proud of the animals we have acquired, and we take very good care of them.
I thought they were fish.
Oh, no. Dolphins are mammals. They don't have gills, and they breathe by taking air into their lungs. Unlike fish, they can't remain underwater for prolonged periods of time and need to come up for air. Mature dolphins eat fish, but they can also become prey for sharks. In fact, females nurse and protect their newborns for about a year till they become self-sufficient and can defend themselves.
This is very interesting. I didn't know that.
Here we are. Aren't they beautiful? You may also notice that these aquatic creatures don't have scales. They are the most sociable of the marine mammals. Here comes Violet, our oldest. She is almost 20 years old.
What's their lifespan?
It's hard to say because individuals are almost impossible to track. But on the average, I'd say about 25 years.
Listen to them. They make so many noises.
That's how they communicate with one another. Some scientists even think that dolphins have their own special language that allows them to warn one another, send messages, or signal the presence of a predator. Eventually, zoologists hope to learn specifically how dolphins transmit information.
Thank you for taking the time. I've learned so much today.
Question number 31. What is the main topic of this dialogue? Question number 32. Where does this conversation take place? Question number 33. How long do female dolphins stay with their young? Question number 34. How do dolphins communicate? Questions 35 through 38 refer to the conversation about dictionaries.
I always recommend that my students use a dictionary when they are working on a paper or a presentation. Dictionaries don't just give the meanings of words, but they also list information about word origins. They also point out which words are literary words used in formal writing and which words are colloquial or simply outdated.
That's right. Dictionaries can supply a wealth of information. Last semester in my reading class, I encouraged students to look up idioms common in American English and foreign words borrowed from other languages. In that class, we had to use dictionaries all the time.
Of course, one can't always rely on a dictionary, however good it is. When language learners acquire a sizable vocabulary, they may need to switch from a general dictionary to a specialized one that includes technical terms. No dictionary contains all the words of a language.
I must say, though, that using dictionaries can be tricky sometimes. If learners don't clearly understand how words are used, but use them anyway, incorrect usage can make their speech or written assignments incomprehensible. In general, there are very few true synonyms. And although dictionaries cite words with similar meanings, these words may be used in completely different contexts.
Question number 35. What is the main idea of this conversation? Question number 36. What types of dictionaries are mentioned in this talk? Question Question number 37. What did the woman say she did last semester? Question number 38. What can be a drawback in using a dictionary? This is the end of Part B.